50 miles per hour in operation at the moment. And also turning our attentions to the canals this afternoon. Any problems on the canals this afternoon? Alan can tell us. Good afternoon, Alan.
Yeah, good afternoon. How's everybody there? We're struggling here on the locks in Warwickshire, I'm afraid.
Struggling still?
Yes.
You've not been there. You're not still at Hatton Locks, are you? You were there last week.
No, we've managed to get past Hatton Locks.
Right.
We've travelled the entire length of the Stratford Canal. We've joined the Avon, River Avon, which has taken us all the way down to the River Severn. We've then travelled right the way down, almost towards Bristol, to get into the Gloucester Docks, the very, very famous Gloucester Docks,
yes,
which was really very, very interesting. And now we've travelled all the way back up the River Severn to Stourport, and we're now struggling to get along the Stapson-Worcester Canal.
It's
absolutely chocked up with lots of other boats, but we're queued at a lock at the moment. We've had some quite interesting times here, but, you know, we will make it somehow. I'm sure we will manage.
Excellent. So what else have you been up to this week? Have you found any nice hostelries along the way?
Well, one or two. I mean, we stayed at a little place yesterday called Wolverley, and they actually had a festival there. I think it was probably put on in our honour
of course, arriving. Yes, of course.
They laid on live entertainment, fireworks and barbecues, especially for us.
For
and,
you?
Yes, it was much appreciated.
Did they even bake a cake for you, because they knew you were coming?
Well, I think that's what it was, you see. They'd obviously been following our progress on the internet.
Absolutely.
And realised that this is where we were going to stop. So that's precisely what we did, and we did enjoy it, together with some very, very nice ale from a local brewery up here, and we had to drink a little bit of that. But now we're back to the slog now. We're hoping to try to get to just short of Wolverhampton tonight.
Right, okay, Wolverhampton, yes. I'm noting this down, you see, that's why I'm just pausing you there.
Right, well, that's what we're planning to do, but as I say, progress is very, very slow along here. But we'll try our hardest, we'll see what we can do, but then tomorrow we've got to go through what is known as the Wolverhampton Fly for Locks. That's 21 locks in a row.
Wow.
We are going down, though, and not up.
That's all right. You can just open them all and slide down.
Yeah, that is one technique, yes. It's quite perfected, but it is one of those things. Then hopefully, again, if things go right, we're going to get into Gas Street Basin in the middle of Birmingham.
Oh, Gas Street, yes.
For great festivities.
That's just... Doesn't that come in just down by the Symphony Hall down there? I think it comes in around there somewhere.
Yes, I think it is. I don't know what they call it, but there's the big indoor arena and various other things that they've got down there. They've actually made it very nice.
Yes, and I
believe again that was done for our benefit.
It was. They knew, planning in advance of this, they thought years ago, just in case the Everards and crew are coming by, they would in our honour. They probably even have a walk of fame. You could put your hands in some cement.
Sorry to interrupt, but we've currently got an RAF fly past in honour of our boat just going past in the moment.
Oh, excellent. I can, yes.
Yes, so that's been laid on by the RAF.
Sounds very Spitfire-like.
Yes, I think it could be. Just a little bit tree around here, so I didn't get to see it too much.
Now Alan, you're obviously famous because we just had a text coming asking you, did he manage to get some pork pies?
Yeah, we did very, very well at Gloucester. We managed to find a pork pie shop which sold Gloucester Old Spot pork pies.
Very
How
nice.
How about that?
That's very, very, very culinary.
If you bought two of them, you got a discount.
Oh, wow.
So, guess what?
You bought two, didn't you?
We did, yes.
You bought four, in fact.
No. We're not. We have consumed one. We currently are holding a stock level of one Gloucester Old Spot pie.
Better do that stock check in the morning on that one, I think.
Just make sure
no one's been nibbling on it while you've been on the tiller, you know.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, dear.
Absolutely. Well, again, we are there's two small narrowboats that are now coming into the into the lock at the moment, and then us. So it's just this big queue that we're having to wait all the time. It's just slowing our progress down. I mean, if these other narrowboaters realise the importance of our mission,
all that holiday traffic.
Yeah, you'd think they'd pull over and let us through, wouldn't you?
You would, really. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but there you are, you know. I suppose they feel that their mission is as equally as important.
Absolutely. Well, that's it, isn't
we're
it?
Not certain. I just see that one of the members of our crew is helping one of the less able boats.
Oh, well, there you go.
Seems to have managed to get himself stuck on the shallow waters at the side.
It is Sunday. It's a charitable day. It's a day of helping people. So, there you are.
Right.
Excellent. So you're having your lunch now. Once you've finished your lock nightmare.
No, well, I think we're not going to allow ourselves any lunch because of the slow progress. If we're going to reach our destination for tonight, we've got no option but to push on and on in difficult times. Probably arriving almost, you know, virtually when it's dark.
Okay.
We might even have to sacrifice a pint in the pub at a place called Compton. That is where we're planning.
Right.
Compton. It's the outskirts, really, of Wolverhampton.
It's the best place to be in Wolverhampton, yes, on the outskirts.
It is, yes. And we have looked up, and there is an establishment that sells alcoholic beverages.
Oh, good.
Which we're hoping to partake in. And
doesn't say bargain booze above the door, does
it? No. Right. We might even get something to eat there as well.
Oh, excellent stuff.
That's the intentions.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Alan, thank you very much indeed for being with us this afternoon. I'll let you get back to your motley crew and so on, and get yourself through them locks safely, and get yourself off and have a nibble on that pork pie.
I will, yes. Do you know the name of this lock? It's called Rocky Lock.
Rocky Lock? Oh, come on.
Rocky Lock. I wonder if there's any significance in that.
It's very showbiz, isn't it? You know.
It is. Rocky Lock.
Rocky Lock.
How about that? So if somebody wants to look that up, on the Staffsom Worcester Canal, that's where we are at this very moment.
I'll have a look at that on the internet.
Yes, have a look at that.
The Worcester Canal, you say?
The Staffs and Worcester Canal.
The Staffs and Worcester Canal. Mustn't forget the Staffs bit. There we go.
Yes,
the Rocky Locks.
Rocky Lock, yes.
If anybody knows why they're called the Rocky Locks, let us know. We'd like to know, and so would Alan. And, well, Alan, thank you very much indeed for your contribution this afternoon. And when do you actually finish your epic journey now?
We should finish next, well, you know, sort of God willing, you know, God speed and all that. Hopefully we should be able to get back to our boatyard for next Saturday.
Fantastic.
But I do value very much the listeners' sort of participation in wishing us well on our journey.
We're all wishing together.
It does make, you know, it calms the nerves of the crew considerably when we know that there are other people following our journey.
And where can people follow your journey online, Alan?
They can check on our website, which is www.the-everards.co.uk.
There you go, www.the-everards.co.uk. That's the place to be if you're all at sea. Do you like that?
And if anybody listens, please leave a message on the message board, because it does calm the nerves of our troubled crew.
Absolutely. Makes you know there are people out there on land.
Yes.
Okay, Alan, thank you very much indeed this afternoon.
Thank you. Hopefully the listeners are enjoying your show, which I'm sure they are. I will try and listen online later on.
Okie doke, Alan. Thank you very much indeed. We'll speak to you soon. You take care now, and to the crew.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much, sir.
That's Alan, our man out and about.